What you doing? I'm your Otakutainer, the AC Stores, this Otakutainment Reviews. I'm talking about Junshi X by Norihiko Kurizono, Chapter 32, The Power to Break the Gods, the third from last chapter. It came out on February 4th, 2024, and it's 25 pages, which, a few more than normal as we get to the end. The Shilei, or Corpse God, is finally here, and Bagodao Shizen is the one who's going to take it on. And apparently is also considered the greatest martial artist of Xingzheng Village, according to Sheng. So, right away, Ji Kai Feng looks like just like a buff man with a beak, something weird, and then tells the others to look for some kind of opening to take down Zhao Sheng. Then Jan uses Xian Huan and really just whoops the Shilei's ass for a bit. Uses Lei Dan or Lightning Alchemy, makes some explosion. And then while this is going on, Feng Ling tries to attack Sheng with Tian Zhu, Divine Retribution, but misses. Of course, can't be that easy. Sheng counters with Zhang Jiao Wen, the clearing the path, which sends Feng Ling flying back and... Okay, of all these cool sounding techniques, and even getting to see a lot of them, this is like the least cool sounding one, and it really is. It's just like, okay, woo, there you go. I don't know, and then Sheng just kicks Zhao Hu to the side. So, while it seems Zhen's kicking ass, these two, who should have an easier job, I guess, aren't doing great. But then, the Shilei appears unharmed. So, Zhen spirit bonds with Lei Gong, still looking really cool. Use Dai Dan Long Pao, or Major Alchemy Dragon Roar. But, the Shilei counterattacks and knocks out Zhen, plus regenerates the arm. So, all this pretty much whole chapter kind of seems like it was for nothing. And then we get a flashback, all the way back to when Zhao Hu was in the cave trying to get his own Shen Ling. And it's showing Zhao Hu explaining to Bao Hu, the White Tiger, why he needs strength. And it's just seeing it, it makes sense now. One, either why we get Bao Hu or why this whole time we've had Hei Hu, both tigers. And I wish I could say it, like... plays a significant part. Do we even see Hei Hu anymore this entire time? I don't know. I thought it would be a lot cooler if it manifested in Hei Hu, this white tiger, but no, that's it. And then that's it for the chapter. It was really quick, kind of getting towards the end. We got to finally see Zhen be badass, even though in the end it didn't matter that much, I guess. But now we get to see, of course, that Zhao Hu's going to be the one to step up and take on Sheng next. But, yeah, that's it. As far as the title, it's either referring to the power they need to fight the Shilei in general, or kind of referring to Zhao Hu's flashback and getting that power from Bei Hu. So, yeah, there's two chapters left. We'll see where it goes from there. But if you want to talk more about this chapter, even though the series getting ending anyways, we can still do that. You can do that on my social media, the AC Stories. You can do that in the comments. You can email me at theacstories@gmail.com. You can join my Discord, and I also have a Ko-fi. I want to thank my members VixLab and Julio Vasquez. If you also want to join my Ko-fi, support me a little bit more in a different way, I would greatly appreciate it. But yeah, you don't have to. But if you like what I have to say, go ahead and give it a like. If you want to keep up with what I'm doing, go ahead and subscribe. But that is it for this Otakutainment Reviews. I've been your Otakutainer, the AC Stories. Until next time, thank you so much, and bye.